The nation's governors say the recession has been tough on state budgets. Even before the September 11th terrorist attacks, most states were having trouble paying for all their services. Domestic security costs, along with rising health care expenses and shrinking tax revenues, have created fiscal problems in 36 states, and the states are asking Congress for help. NPR's Greg Allam reports.
Governors say this budget crunch is even worse than the one they went through in the last recession 10 years ago. In state capitals from Tallahassee to Sacramento, governors and state legislatures are trying to decide what to do about declining income. Florida's legislature recently met in special session and voted to cut money from schools and social services. California is delaying a planned expansion of Medicaid coverage for low-income families. Ray Shepik, executive director of the National Governors Association, says the list goes on.
Minnesota announced a shortfall of $1.9 billion. New Jersey announced a shortfall of $1.9 billion. Virginia, $1 billion. And these are roughly medium-sized states. These are not large states. So in terms of the size of the state, those are huge shortfalls.
Indiana Governor Frank O'Bannon went on television last month to sell voters on his plan to balance the budget through a combination of tax increases and spending cuts. O'Bannon says the economic downturn has been particularly costly in his state because it's so dependent on manufacturing.
We've seen the steel industry, the big companies, been fighting losses, partly due to dumping, partly due to pricing. We've seen then a reduction in overtime, which has certainly affected us greatly, and then job layoffs in manufacturing. It's probably been over 40,000 in the past year.
Unlike the federal government, states must balance their budgets each year. Most of the states are doing so through spending cuts. O'Bannon is one of the few governors to propose tax increases, and his plan is now in the hands of a skeptical state legislature. If nothing is done, O'Bannon says Indiana will run out of money by 2003. And he says that would force even more painful cuts.
Since education is 55% of our budget, that's about the next place we'd have to look because we've cut everything else very severely.
A key factor in the budget crunch in Indiana and the other states is the rising cost of health care, especially Medicaid. Currently, Medicaid accounts for about one-fifth of total state spending, and it's expected to grow at more than 8% per year through the end of the decade. That's where the governors are looking to Congress for help. They've asked Congress to increase its share of Medicaid spending for the current fiscal year to cover about $5.5 billion of state costs. The governors would also like the federal government to help pay for the costs of protecting cities, power plants, dams, and bridges from terrorism. The governors say funds directed to the states should be part of any economic stimulus package, and some economists agree. Mark Zandi is with Economy.com.
The state governments spend a lot of their money trying to support households and businesses that are under the most stress. So if the federal government gives money to the states will then turn around and give it to the people who are going to use it quickly in our economy and help to support it. So it would be a very efficient way for the federal government to try to support the economy if they helped out the state governments.
After weeks of deadlock, yesterday the White House and Senate leaders indicated they may be willing to make concessions that could result in an economic stimulus package by the end of the year. But even if that happens, the governors are just one of many groups interested in getting a piece of the action. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.